2016, the year American history and politics became a pop culture phenomenon. From the beginning, it was evident that this election cycle was like none other. The field, 17 Republican candidates and 3 Democratic candidates. One side selected a career politician and the first woman to be nominated for president by a major political party. Across the aisle, the nomination went to a businessman with no political experience who promised to make America great again. This may seem like a lot to process, especially for someone like myself, who has the opportunity to take to the polls November 8, 2016 for the very first time. The news and social media are plastered with cries for millennials to get out and vote, including a popular trending hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Get Millennials to Vote in 5 words. While I feel blessed and honored to have my voice heard through voting this November, many of my classmates do not feel the same way about the gift and responsibility that many soldiers for generations have given their lives to protect. When I ask about the election, many say, "I don't know if I'm going to vote." Another common response is, "Why should I?" This makes me start to wonder if this apathy that members of Generation X and the baby boomers speak of really does exist among my generation. A popular Broadway musical taking the world by storm is Hamilton, an American musical. Through rap music, the lives of the founding fathers are depicted. The theme of legacy carries throughout the musical, as Alexander Hamilton wants to leave this world as someone who made a difference to his country. As the first Treasury Secretary and co-author of the Federalist Papers, he was able to accomplish his goal. In the musical, Hamilton and his fellow soldiers cry out for the colonies to rise up against injustice and stand for what they know to be right. We need to use these themes and rise up to uphold the legacy of service established by the Founding Fathers. Last spring, advanced placement government was the highlight of my semester. Every day for an hour, my classmates and I launched into discussion and debate about the election, political participation, and responsibility, among other topics. With this historic and important election looming just a few short months away, the idea of political participation swirled around in my head. Through my government class, I learned that there are 2 different types of participation, conventional and unconventional. Unconventional participation is something that challenges what is normal and accepted by society. Some of the most famous acts of unconventional participation include the Boston Tea Party, the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, and the Occupy Wall Street movement. Conventional participation, on the other hand, is a way to influence decision-making through what is acceptable in society. Some examples of this type of participation include voting and writing letters to government officials. While some people choose to participate more than others, the 3 basic expectations for being a citizen of this great nation are paying taxes, serving on a jury, and voting. So why is it that so many people choose not to respect these expectations? I feel the easiest way to pay tribute to those who came before us and made our nation what it is today is to get out and vote. It is my responsibility as an American and a patriot to uphold the ideals of our nation. It is my responsibility as the future of this country to stand up for what I know is right and for what others have sacrificed. It is my responsibility to rise above what is thought to be the typical attitude of apathy within my generation and give back to this place where I am so blessed to live. This is a responsibility that I do not take for granted. I intend to fight the stereotype of indifference by helping high school students in my area find their voice and register to vote. 2016. The year that I claim responsibility for my future.